WHDD presents Susan Says.
I'm not going to be amusing or flip or in any way minimize the seriousness I feel today. The week that has just gone by, you couldn't write it in any script for TV or movies I used to write for. They would say, no, it's unbelievable and it's certainly not a comedy. America has become North Korea, or I guess West Korea geographically. I mean, an overweight, badly coiffed dictator who lies. He could be sick, he could be not. He lies. He prevents transparency. He promotes his family. He lies. He gives himself parades and, well, you get the picture. The fact that 26 White House-related people now have COVID is unreal. It's a nightmare. And I have to tell you, I'm not so sure still about what's going on. When it was reported that Hope Hicks had it, and then 45-ish, never my president did, I thought, this is a scam. I thought her having it maybe gave them an idea about how to get sympathy for him, make him a hero when he miraculously recovers, and to distract from the disaster of his debate performance, his wife's obscene tapes, F Christmas, you know, and the economy tanking. I don't know. But the way he flew in the helicopter, like out of The Apprentice opening, the lies, the shameful doctor or quasi-doctor, and then that drive-by parade, he's always wanted a parade. I can't. I just can't. But now he's out after a combo of drugs that none of us could get or afford or even pretend to be open to. And now he's Superman, the Ubermensch, like the Nazi dictator he wants to be. So I'm still not sure if he had it or not. But the way he's behaving, whipping the mask off, exposing everyone around him, and these manic episodes, canceling the stimulus, uncanceling it, he's going to save America. I don't know. He's clearly insane. And many people are saying that the steroids did it. They give a false sense of infallibility, manic behavior. So maybe he had it. I don't know. But either way, he must be stopped. But what institution can do it? The 25th Amendment, clearly needed, but that sycophant cabinet won't do it. The VP could take over, but he's such a kiss-up. The military is now in quarantine. That scares me. And you know who. Does he still have the button to the nukes? I am really frightened. I don't know what we can do. I feel powerless. I don't see a way out other than the election, but who knows what'll happen before that. I'm sorry, listeners, I can't be of any good cheer. We are in a nightmare. We have to wake up. You know, the debate. Well, what can I say? It was better than the first debacle, but not by much. Susan Page, the narrator, or the moderator, I guess, really had good questions. But Pence either spoke over her or over anything or didn't answer. And Kamala is really smart. But she also avoided some questions, not as many. And I could have done without the facial expressions. But still, I love her. She's clearly prepared. Great VP. I went out yesterday in New York to do errands with my mask and gloves. And I would say 98% of people had them on, except for those blonde, overly coiffed ladies eating outside at restaurants on the Upper East Side. Why? I don't get it. I felt a huge sadness. This is like some dystopian nightmare. I hope it ends in November. On Twitter, somebody asked, what movie title says what you feel is going on in the White House today? And I say, American Psycho. A nightmare. I need desperately to wake up.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.